Hello, this is Kirk Benrud with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading movie reviews and theater previews. These are reviews of movies and previews of local theater, both of which are available with audio description. The movies are both on the big screen and on the television for the upcoming weekend. The first live bit is Messiah by Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium on Sunday, November 29th at 2 p.m. Then the Peace College Dance Company on Saturday, December 5th. Time still undetermined, but they'll be offering the student dance concert in the Leggett Theater on Peace College campus. Also on Saturday, December 5th, 2 p.m. is Phantom of the Opera at the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham. And on Sunday, December 6th, 2 p.m., Burning Coal Theater offers Much Ado About Nothing at their Murphy School Theater in Raleigh. And on Sunday, once again, December 6th, 3 p.m., Carrie Players has It's a Wonderful Life radio drama in the Carrie Town Council Chambers. I attended that last year, by the way, and I thought it was a very good production. Tuesday, December 8th, 7:30, I'm planning on attending this myself. It's Nicholas Nickleby, Part 1, by Playmakers Repertory Company. It's in the Paul Green Theater on UNC's campus in Chapel Hill. And the second part of Nicholas Nickleby will be a week later on December 15th at 7:30 p.m. I heartily recommend this. Each of the two installments are only $10 on Tuesday evenings. Meanwhile, however, Thursday, December 10th at 7 o'clock, Theater in the Parks, A Christmas Carol will be at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, and also Thursday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m., Raleigh Little Theater's Cinderella will be in the Fletcher Theater in the same complex downtown. And the last listing that we have is Sunday, December 27th, 2 p.m. It's Carolina Ballet's Nutcracker, which will be in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. Well, what about Messiah? Well, once again, that's Sunday, November 29th, 2 p.m. by Carolina Ballet. Robert Weiss choreographed Act One of Messiah to the widely recognized and popular music of Handel 11 years ago, before Christmas 1998. It was his first big work on the then-fledgling Carolina Ballet. From its premiere, the company has performed Messiah with the North Carolina Master Chorale conducted by Alfred Sturgis. That first year, the ballet was scheduled for two performances, but the production was such a success, a third performance was added at the last minute. When the word was out about the additional show, patrons stood in line around Memorial Auditorium to purchase tickets. The next year, Weiss completed Messiah, and it remains today one of the most popular ballets in the company's repertory. In the program notes accompanying the first production, Robert Weiss said, "I always felt that Handel's majestic celebratory hymns lent themselves to dance. Messiah has such lilting melodies and a great undercurrent of propulsive rhythms." The News and Observer confirmed Weiss' feelings by saying in its review, "Let's answer the main question right away. Can Handel's Messiah be a ballet? The answer, absolutely. The ballet brings the story of Christ to life through the singing, music, and dance, and through tableaux taken from paintings of the great masters depicting the life of Christ. There's something for everyone in Carolina Ballet's production of Messiah, whether it is the dance, the music, the message, the athleticism of the dancers, the lighting, the costumes, or all of the above. Messiah appeals to all ages." One patron wrote to Carolina Ballet after a performance saying, "There are scenes which will stay with me forever. When last did a ballet make me laugh and cry in the same hour?" Well, this is happening once again on Sunday, November 29th at 2 p.m. You can make reservations by calling 719 719-0900. That's 719-0900. And tickets range from $18 to $58. Well, moving on to Phantom of the Opera, which is on Saturday, December 5th, 2 p.m. at the Durham Performing Arts Center. It's Broadway's most haunting love story, with some of the most lavish sets, costumes, and special effects ever to have been created for the stage. Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera, directed by Harold Prince, traces the tragic love story of a beautiful opera singer and a young composer shamed by his physical appearance into a shadowy existence beneath the majestic Paris Opera House. Adapted from Gaston Leroux's classic novel of mystery and suspense, this award-winning musical has woven its magic spell over standing-room audiences in more than 100 cities worldwide and is now longest-running show in Broadway history. Phantom comes to the Triangle to take your breath away. Now, the show runs 2 hours and 32 minutes, including intermission. You can make reservations by calling 680-2787. That's 680-2787, and tickets range from $25 to $82 for Phantom of the Opera in Durham at the Durham Performing Arts Center, Saturday, December 5th, 2 p.m. Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare will be directed by Emily Rainey, and it's being done by Burning Coal Theater in their Murphy School Theater in Raleigh. They tell us that some Cupid kills with arrows, some with traps. This is Shakespeare's lovely comedy about two equally matched partners who can't stand each other. They say it runs about 2 hours. Tickets are $20, or they're $15 for senior citizens, students, and active military. And they have something called Student Rush. These are $5 tickets, where if 15 minutes before curtain, any tickets that are still available are available to students for $5. Now, of course, you don't reserve Student Rush tickets, but everything else, you can make your reservations at 834-4001. That's 834-4001 for Burning Coal's production of Much Ado About Nothing on Sunday, December 6th at 2 p.m. Also Sunday, December 6th, 3 p.m., It's a Wonderful Life radio drama. Carrie Players tells us it's back by popular demand. In the style of a 1940s radio drama, using a script by Phil Grecian, over 20 local and talented actors will recreate this classic story based on the movie by Frank Capra. Don't miss this touching story. There are live sound effects and elegant vintage costumes that will transport the audience back to a simpler time. All tickets at the door are $15, and it's a Wonderful Life radio drama by Cary Players on Sunday, December 6th, 3 p.m. in the Cary Town Council Chambers. Now, Nicholas Nickleby, Parts 1 and 2. They say if you log in with the promo code NN25, you receive 25% off on Part 2. Okay. Also note that showtime for Nicholas Nickleby is 7:30, as opposed to the standard 8 o'clock for Playmakers Tuesday night shows. And this is Tuesday, December 8th, 7:30 is Part 1. And Tuesday, December 15th, 7:30, is Part 2. The complete Dickens masterpiece comes to life. In a culture grown tired of the soundbite, we're seeing attention return to great storytelling traditions. And long before new masters, such as J.K. Rowling, there was Charles Dickens, the greatest serial writer of them all. Edgar's adaptation takes us on a thrilling ride with humor, fantastic turns of fate, and the rich emotional moments that make up life's astounding journey. Join us as we pull out all the stops for this once-in-a-generation theater event. Once again, $10 is the cost for tickets on each of these nights. It's Tuesday, December 8th, and Tuesday, December 15th. These are both 7:30 shows, parts 1 and 2 of Nicholas Nickleby at Playmakers Repertory Theater in Chapel Hill. It's 962-PLAY. That's 962-PLAY. To make reservations, tickets are $10. And I'll translate this into English. 962, and it's 7529. That's 7529. It's 962-7529 for Playmakers Repertory Company to make reservations for Nicholas Nickleby. A Christmas Carol. This is written, directed by, and starring Ira David Wood III. It's the annual Christmas Carol by Theater in the Park. It's an original musical adaptation. It's a comical adaptation of A Christmas Carol based on the book by Charles Dickens. It first premiered in 1974. That means here we are with the 35th year of it. It's been performed each year since, and it's the theater's major fundraiser. Approximately 30,000 people attend the local production run in Raleigh. This year, tickets range from $21 to $77, including a $2 ticket handling fee, and you call 1-800-745-3000. That's 1-800-745-3000 for A Christmas Carol, which plays on December 10th at 7 p.m. in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. Now, also on Thursday, December 10th, 7:30 p.m., in the Fletcher Theater, which is in the same complex, is Cinderella by Raleigh Little Theater. It's based on a fairy tale by Charles Perrault, and the adaptation and the lyrics are by Jim Eiler, with music by Jim Eiler and Gene Bargy. This is directed by Haskell Fitzsimmons. Raleigh Little Theater proves again that dreams can come true. The beautiful Lass Who Lost Her Slipper makes her 26th annual appearance in hopes of finding her Prince Charming. This beloved fairy tale, retold in the style of English pantomime, has been delighting audiences in the Triangle area for more than a quarter century. Combine elegant costumes and magical scenery with song and dance, conniving step-relatives, and a zany fairy godmother, you have all of the ingredients for holiday cheer. Raleigh Little Theater's box office number is 821-3111. That's 821-3111. And tickets cost $17 and $27 for the Thursday, December 10th, 7:30 p.m. Production of Cinderella in the Fletcher Theater in downtown Raleigh. That's it for the live stuff that's coming up. Now we'll take a look real quickly at movies on the big screen. Hang on while I switch over to my other piece of paper here. In Apex and also in Garner, they're currently showing Twilight Saga: New Moon. Now this is only for the next starts on November 27th, which is this Friday, and it runs through the 3rd of December, which is Wednesday of next week, and that's at both the Apex Beaver Creek Stadium Theater and the Garner White Oak Stadium Theater. This movie will also show in Raleigh at the North Hills Stadium Theater, also starting on the 27th of November and running through the 30th of November. So it just runs for a few days there. What's currently running, and this will just be for the next couple days, for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in Apex, it's Planet 51. It's a PG-rated movie. And in Raleigh, 2012 is showing on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, so those are the movies that are showing, and I'll be coming up with some reviews thereof after a bit. Right now, however, I'm going to skip over to movies on television, make sure I don't miss getting any of these in. Now, starting with Wednesday, 8 o'clock Wednesday evening. Now, this is on PBS. It's not actually a movie, but it's an interesting-looking documentary called Secrets of the Dead, The Mumbai Massacre, the November 26, 2008 terrorist attacks in Mumbai, India, are recalled via survivor accounts and closed-circuit footage from targeted hotels. Going over to Thursday, 10:30 in the morning, and this is on Turner Classic Movies, is the 1936 movie Swing Time. To prove himself worthy of his fiancée, a dancer tries to make it big, only to fall for his dancing partner. This has Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, also Victor Moore. It's directed by George Stevens. It runs 104 minutes. It's rated TVG. It's still on Thursday, which incidentally is Thanksgiving Day. Turner Classic Movies has Top Hat from 1935. It's another Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers movie. It also includes Edward Everett Horton, and it's directed by Mark Sandrich. A woman thinks the man who loves her is her best friend's husband. And this movie runs 100 minutes, and it's also rated TVG. Now we'll switch over to another channel, still at 4 o'clock. The Sci-Fi Channel has a James Bond movie with Roger Moore playing Bond. It's The Spy Who Loved Me. Bond goes underwater to foil a shipping tycoon who has been seizing nuclear subs. We also have Kurt Jurgens, Barbara Bach, and Richard Kyle in this James Bond movie on the Sci-Fi Channel, 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. 10 o'clock on Thursday night, and this is back to PBS, it's another documentary, The Story of India, Spice Routes and Silk Roads. India, in the age of the Roman Empire, is remembered through a visit to the southern state of Kerala, where the spice trade thrived. Also at 10 o'clock, still Thursday night, on the 1956 movie on Turner Classic Movies, High Society. In this musical version of the Philadelphia story, tabloid reporters invade a society wedding. It stars Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly, and Frank Sinatra. It's directed by Charles Walters, and it's rated TVPG. Well, if you're up early on Friday morning and want a movie at 8 o'clock on Turner Classic Movies, is Please Don't Eat the Daisies from 1960. A drama critic and his family try to adjust to life in the country. The cast includes Doris Day, David Niven, and Janice Page. This one's also directed by Charles Walters. It runs 111 minutes, and it's rated TVG. Still at 8 o'clock on Friday morning, if you're still in the mood for James Bond, Sci-Fi has Thunderball, with Sean Connery playing James Bond in this caper involving Spectre's threat to detonate two atom bombs. Adolfo Celli, Claudine Auger, and Luciana Paluzzi also star in this. 10 o'clock on Turner Classic Movies, we've got the 1948 movie, Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House. A New York businessman's dream of a country home is shattered when he buys a tumble-down rural shack. Starring Cary Grant, Myrna Loy, and Melvin Douglas. It's directed by H.C. Potter, runs 94 minutes, and it's rated TVG. We're still on Friday, but it's 10 o'clock at night now. PBS is running Secrets of the Dead, the Mumbai Massacre, again. On Saturday, if you're up real early, Turner Classic Movies at 6 a.m. has Singin' in the Rain from 1952. A silent screen swashbuckler finds love while trying to adjust to the coming of sound to the movie scene. Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds and Donald O'Connor are in this, and it's directed by Gene Kelly and Stanley Donen. Runs 103 minutes, rated TVG. That's still Turner Classic Movies. At noon, Turner Classic Movies has The Thin Man from 1934. It's the first in that series, A husband and wife detective team takes on the search for a missing inventor and almost gets killed for their efforts. It stars William Powell, Myrna Loy, and Maureen O'Sullivan. It's directed by W.S. Van Dyke II. It runs 91 minutes, and it's rated TVG. 5 in the afternoon, PBS runs the documentary again, What Are Dreams? And at 6 o'clock is the 1942 movie Casablanca. It's one of these Bogart films. An American saloon owner in North Africa is drawn into World War II when his lost love turns up. It's Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, and Paul Henride, directed by Michael Curtis. It runs 103 minutes, and it's rated TVPG. That's 6 o'clock on Turner Classic Movies, Saturday evening, Casablanca. Sunday at 8 in the morning, Turner Classic Movies has the 1939 The Hunchback of Notre Dame, with a deformed bell ringer rescuing a gypsy girl falsely accused of witchcraft and murder. It's Charles Laughton, Maureen O'Hara, and Cedric Hardwick, directed by William Dieterle. It runs 117 minutes, and it's rated TVPG. 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, the PBS is rerunning The Story of India, the Spice Routes and Silk Roads. Lifetime Channel at 7 o'clock Sunday evening has A Town Without Christmas. It's a media frenzy that ensues after a boy writes a possible suicide note to Santa Claus. A down-and-out novelist falls in love and finds the holiday spirit as she tries to track down the child. Another blurb told me that romance blossoms for a workaholic news reporter, played by Patricia Heaton, and a frustrated children's author, played by Rick Roberts. The movie also features Peter Falk. And once again, it's on Lifetime TV channel on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, PBS has a documentary called The Desert Lions, in which Dr. Philip Stander, a Namibian carnivore expert, investigates the resurgent lion population in the Namib Desert. Back to Turner Classic Movies, still on Sunday evening, 9:45, The Shop Around the Corner, from 1940. Feuding co-workers don't realize they're secret romantic pen pals. It stars Margaret Sullivan, James Stewart, and Frank Morgan, directed by Ernst Lubitsch. It runs 99 minutes, and it's TVG. Monday also offers a couple of movies. On 1:30 p.m. on Turner Classic Movies is White Heat from 1949, where a government agent infiltrates a gang run by a mother-fixated psychotic. It stars James Cagney, Edmund O'Brien, and Virginia Mayo, and it's directed by Raoul Walsh. It runs 114 minutes, and it's rated TVPG. Also on Monday night, 9:45 p.m., Turner Classic Movies has The Treasure of the Sierra Madre from 1948, where three prospectors fight off bandits and each other after striking it rich in the Mexican mountains. And this is Humphrey Bogart, Walter Huston, and Tim Holt, and it's directed by John Huston. Runs 126 minutes, and this is also TVPG. Well, I've got time to start a review by Kate Dobbs Ariel of the Playmakers Repertory Company's what she calls an amusing, entertaining, and heartfelt production of the life and adventures of Nicholas Nickleby. She says, "Let me preface this review by saying that Charles Dickens has never been my favorite author. Even as a child, I thought A Christmas Carol was sentimental and what I would today call bathetic. There are numerous sentimental moments in Playmakers Repertory Company's wonderful new production of David Edgar's play of the life and adventures of Nicholas Nickleby. Dickens' third major work, Nicholas Nickleby, was first published in 1839. Bathetic moments just can't be avoided in such a stew of virtuous maidens, lively harridans, and multiplicitous villains to be vanquished by the handsome young hero, his stalwart friends, and unlikely benefactors. Fortunately, even a hardened case like myself can appreciate uncomplicated sentiment and moral uplift in the dark of the year, especially when it comes in such an amusing, entertaining, and heartfelt package. But this production has riches even beyond these. Nicholas Nickleby was originally published in serial form, and David Edgar's Tony Award-winning stage adaptation has many of the pleasures of serial fiction. First, there's the underlying promise of the form that good and right will prevail, and that the hero or heroine will not die. It's a very reassuring form. Second, there's the fun of following over a long time numerous characters and storylines which you know to be converging. Third, there's time itself, the feeling that you get to know a community because you spend so much time with its denizens on a recurring basis. In the case of this stage play, the time is long, even if the number of episodes is small. Two parts clock in at over 6 hours. The November 21st premiere was a doubleheader. The two parts will be performed separately in rotating repertory through December 20th, with another full immersion day on December 19th. Go whichever way you prefer, but don't miss this theatrical experience. It is of a scale and complexity that can't often be managed. The theatrical craft required by and the effort expended on this project are phenomenal, and so is the result. It's hard to know where to start praising this spectacular undertaking. Let's start with the script, which takes the unwieldy 800-page novel and renders it from a kaleidoscopic whirl of incident, comedy, tragedy, moralization, and social criticism that keeps the audience happily engaged through the hours. The direction, which is shared by Playmakers Repertory Company producing artistic director Joseph Hodge and guest director Tom Quaintance, who directed The Little Prince previously, keeps the show moving at a brisk, not to say blistering, pace overall, while allowing variation with delicious pauses and slow scenes. Between them, the directors have elicited some very fine performances. 25 actors play 150 characters, and some of these characters play other characters in the play's Play Within a Play, produced by the Crumleys Company, a roving theatrical troupe that takes in our hero Nicholas and his companion Smike, whom Nicholas has just rescued from a whipping at the dreadful Duthby's Hall School in Yorkshire by the simple expedient of snatching up the whip and using it on his employer instead, then making it off down the road with the limping, simple-minded boy. The whole play is like this, nested and layered and interlacing matters of great seriousness with comic carryings on, as Nicholas, with his great heart and hot temper, takes matters into his own hands again and again, galvanizing the action throughout his episodic adventures. Nicholas and Smike are the only characters who don't share their actors and any other characters, and their actors pay them the honor of inhabiting them completely. Justin Adams as Nicholas portrays an admirable, loving, and very real young man. Adams is the extremely good-looking actor who gave us such a memorable Mercutio 2 years ago at Playmakers Repertory Company, and he has only increased in skill since. Well, folks, that's about the best I can do for you, because I hate to tell you, but we're running out of time for this episode of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. Be sure to listen again in 2 weeks. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kirk Benrood, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long, until next time.